So I was already planning on doing today's episode about cultivating positive feelings and how important that is for us as entrepreneurs. And then something happened, dropping my kids off at school today. And at first I thought, oh man, this like totally ruins my episode about cultivating positive feelings, because man, how am I gonna record this episode about positive feelings when I feel terrible? And then I thought, no, this is actually the perfect moment to record this episode about cultivating positive feelings and why you need to feel good as an entrepreneur. And it actually makes this episode all the more rich. It actually made it a perfect day for this. So we're going to talk about, in today's episode, we're going to talk about why you need to feel good as an entrepreneur. And hey, if you want to feel good, smash that like button and give me a little bit of love. And let's dive into today's content. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so first things first, I have to express a little bit of hesitation with this episode because I don't love telling stories about my kids, and especially not when they have some negative experience, because honestly, like, I don't necessarily want them coming back and I don't being mad at me as their parent about like airing their dirty laundry to the world. So I want to start off by saying that I'm sharing this story just with all the love possible that I can for my kids. So I was taking my two younger kids to drop them off at elementary school this morning. And my daughter, who is in second grade, she was putting on a sweatshirt as we were leaving. And it was like time to go, right? We had to get to school to be there on time. She's putting on a sweatshirt as we're leaving. And the buns in her hair that she had just spent 10, 15 minutes getting right and like brushing her hair and all of that got pulled by the sweatshirt. They came down, they came out, and they were ruined in her language. And not only that, she said, "My day is ruined." And hey, you know, when you're 7 years old and in second grade, I get it. There are some big feelings, and those big feelings can come out of anywhere. And in fact, when we are adults, there are some big feelings, and those big feelings can come out of anywhere, right? So those big feelings, those big negative feelings can make you feel like your day is ruined. And honestly, it's a really hard way to start your day. And it was hard. Like, I gave her all the time that I could to get the buns back in and all of that, but she wasn't happy because her hairbrush was at home and we were in the car and she wanted to be able to use the hairbrush and like all of this stuff, right? That made it so much more difficult for her. And so it's hard. I had to drop her off at school crying about this. And like, she got out of the car and she was still upset. Now, I know that she can still have a good day, but it's really a hard way to start your day when that goes on. And so the alternative to this is if you wake up and everything goes right and things are just like falling into place and things are going well and you're feeling good, your breakfast goes well and any morning routine that you have goes well and you feel relaxed getting ready for the day, but you're just, you know, you get everything taken care of that you need to get taken care of, and then you start whatever it is that you're starting in the day, whether it's school or work or whatever, and you're feeling good, it's so much easier to have a better day. It's so much easier to have a better day. It's easier to deal with things that are difficult. It's easier to deal with things that are challenging. It's easier to take on new tasks. It's easier to do the hard work that is often required for success in anything from like schoolwork to work to whatever, right? And so by focusing on how you can cultivate those positive feelings, how you can cultivate feeling good, you can actually improve your day. And I've been focusing on this a lot recently. I've been, I realized like, man, I have done some hard work on myself in the last year or two. And sometimes that hard work leads to like processing a lot of negative feelings, right? And when you're processing those negative feelings, they tend to spill out from whatever hard work you're doing, like internal, doing your internal work, doing your inner work. It tends to spill out outside of that and be reflected in wherever you're showing up, right? Versus if you flip that and you say, even if you do have to deal with hard stuff in your inner work, then you have an intentional reset period where you say, okay, how do I want to feel for the rest of my day? How do I want to feel today? How do I want to feel today? And oftentimes I grab my journal as part of my morning routine is I sit down and it's like half meditation, half journaling. So I'm sitting there. Oftentimes I have some meditation type music playing in the background and I will sit, I'll focus on my breath for a little bit and then I will grab my journal and whatever comes out, comes out. But then I've been more intentional recently with that and I've said, I've often asked myself at the beginning of the day in my journal, how do I want to feel today? How do you want to feel today? Sometimes I talk to myself in the second person, right? How do you want to feel today? And most often what comes out, because I'm an entrepreneur, because I'm focused on like work success and business success, I want to feel positive. I want to feel productive. I want to feel on top of it. But also because I am a human being in relationships, because I'm a dad, because I'm a husband, I think about, I want to feel friendly. I want to feel loving. I want to feel kind. I want to feel understanding. And when I cultivate that positive feeling, then for example, like, man, when I did not cultivate that positive feeling and then I had a situation like that, which is completely normal for a 7-year-old, when I have a situation like I had this morning and I'm not actively cultivating positive feelings in my day, it's really easy for me to get more frustrated. It's really easy for me to be less understanding. It's really easy for me to be impatient. And it's really easy for me to slip into something that really doesn't feel like love. But if I intentionally cultivate my positive feelings for the day, if I intentionally cultivate feeling good, then it's so much easier for me to be patient in those moments. I can still be direct, like, hey, you need to get to school on time. We need to figure this out. I'm here to work with you. I'm here to be patient and like let you do what you need to do. But this is the boundary that I need to set, right? I can still set that boundary and feel positive feelings and direct positive feelings outwards because I have anchored that in my mind, in my conscious mind, in my subconscious mind to start my day. And then every other thing that's gonna happen throughout the course of my day is able to work better, to go smoother, to have more flow, to like be more positive and creative and all of that. Because I'm focusing on feeling good at the beginning of the day and setting that intention, being intentional about cultivating these positive feelings. And it allows me to deal with things at work that are more difficult. It allows me to deal with things in my personal life that are more difficult and come at them from a better place, from a better state. And managing my state allows me, and managing your state allows you to just have better days. And when you have better days, you're going to create better results in your life. And here's the really important thing about this. So like when my daughter said, my day is ruined, what she was doing was she was creating a negative expectation about future feelings throughout the day. And the feeling, like feeling is, I think we really underestimate the power of feelings, of emotions. And when we imagine ourselves in the future having some negative emotional experience, when we say my day is ruined, and then we expect everything to be ruined, what's going to happen is the confirmation bias that our brains have is going to just feed us more and more evidence that our day is ruined. And I wish that I could just like psychically transmit this understanding to a 7-year-old, right? Because it's a hard lesson to learn. But when we have this negative expectation, our mind is going to give us all sorts of evidence that confirms all the reasons why, yes, we were right, our day is ruined. Versus if we set positive expectations about future feelings. You know what? My day is going to go great. I'm going to feel awesome. I'm going to be productive. I'm going to be on top of it. I'm going to handle difficulties with ease. I'm going to find flow states. I'm going to be creative. I'm going to be prolific. I'm going to whatever it is, right? Like all those positive feelings that we want to anchor. If we set those positive expectations about those future feelings, then our confirmation bias is going to give us more and more evidence about how we were right. And so the reason today actually was a great day to talk about this like feeling good thing, right? The reason today was a great day to talk about that is because I had this challenge, and then I was able to, after dropping my kids off at school, come home to my home office and say, okay, I need to continue to cultivate these positive feelings. And in fact, I'm going to talk about cultivating positive feelings and dealing with this difficult situation and how I'm not thrown off because I did cultivate positive feelings already today. And I know how to cultivate positive feelings in myself. And here's the thing, all feelings that we have, this is part of what you learn through doing regular meditation. All feelings that we have, all thoughts that we have, every bit of our experience, it comes and goes, it arises, it falls, it's a stream floating by, it's a leaf on a stream floating by, and it's going to float by, and it's going to go around that bend in the stream, and it's going to be gone, right? All feelings come and go. And if you are cultivating negative expectations about future feelings, then you are going to hold on to the negative. And it's really easy to hold on to the negative. But if you're creating and cultivating positive expectations about future feelings, it's easy to hold on to the positive. And so which is going to serve you more? Which is going to be better for you? Like when you think about this, when you think about the feelings that you want to have throughout the day and you intentionally anchor positive feelings for what you want to have happen to you during the day, for how you want to feel during the day, the question is, like, is that going to serve you better than saying, oh, like, or is that going to serve you better than number one, not anchoring anything and so being completely at the whim of whatever comes, right? Or number two, which is clearly the worst solution, is anchoring the negative, saying, oh, my day is ruined. And so focusing on those positive feelings and doing everything you can to set a positive expectation about positive feelings happening throughout your day and saying, this is how I want to feel today. That is going to go a long way towards you having the type of day that you want. And then when you do that repeatedly, day after day, month after month, year after year, right? Like days, weeks, months, years, you're going to experience a lot more positivity, joy, happiness, goodness in life. And this, you know, it's breakthrough marketing secrets, right? So I have to loop in marketing in some way here. And what I will say is in marketing, I've noticed myself doing this, right? I've noticed myself having like some negative feeling and not really checking it or not really having awareness of it until afterwards. And I like put the negative feeling into something that I write or some content that I create or whatever. That's not how I want my prospects to feel. If I'm much more intentional about the marketing, I say, not only what message do I want to convey, like what's the underlying meaning of the message that I want to convey, but how do I want my prospect to feel about this? How do I want my prospect to feel about the situation? And usually it's going to be a sense of like relief, of positive progress, of like moving forward, of overcoming challenges. It's going to be good feelings. I want to cultivate feeling good. And the way that I do that, the way that I convey those feelings is that I have to feel them first. And that matters if I'm recording this episode. It matters if I am writing an email. It matters if I'm writing some longer copy, some video sales letter, something like that. The way that I feel as I'm putting together that content is going to be how my prospects feel as they are receiving it, as they're consuming it. And so, like, even as you're writing, your prospect will get sensation. They will get feeling out of like whatever's going on in your writing. And if you feel that positivity, that feeling that you want your prospect to feel, they have mirror neurons. We all have mirror neurons where our feeling states are influenced by the people that we're interacting with. And so they are going to consume your marketing, consume your content, and they're going to feel the feelings that you had while writing it. And so if you are managing your feeling states, if you are deciding like, oh, I want my prospect to feel like they are moving from this difficult struggle into this positive like progress, this outcome, and I can feel the feeling of the struggle and what that's like, and then I can feel the sense of relief as progress is made, and then I have that feeling as I'm writing, my prospect is going to have that feeling journey as well, because of those mirror neurons, because our brains are wired for social interaction, and because our brains are wired to feel the feelings of the people that we're interacting with, the same thing is going to happen to them as they're interacting with the output, with your creativity, with the output of your mind in the marketing messages that you put together. And so it is critically important. You need, as an entrepreneur, as a copywriter, as a marketer, you need to feel good, because number one, you are just going to have better days. Honestly, like any kind of money or material possessions or any of that that you get through business is going to be completely meaningless if you don't feel good. But if you have good feelings and you get money, you get resources, then it's going to lead to a much richer life. And really the richness of life is in the good feelings, not really the money. It's just like not having money can make it hard to have good feelings sometimes too. And so what I would say is you need to cultivate this good feeling, number one, so you can appreciate your day, your opportunity as an entrepreneur. You need to cultivate this good feeling so you can have great days, so that you can enjoy your freedom, so that you can enjoy your success, so that you can experience satisfaction with your wins, and so that you can recover quickly from difficulty, from hard times, from losses, from whatever. You need to cultivate this, like this sense of being grounded in good feelings, in joy, in positivity. And it's not that negative things won't happen. It's just that when you have that, they're going to bounce off of you. And you're going to, like, you will remain there. You will be a rock. You'll be strong. You'll be powerful. And the negativity can come and go. And you will still be there. And you will be just as strong. And then when you are in that place, your market, your audience, your prospects, that person that you're speaking with through your sales messages, through your copywriting, through your marketing, through your advertising, or through your one-on-one communication, that person is going to feel it too, and they're going to feel naturally drawn to you. Now, if you do want more about, if you want more about this, about cultivating those positive feelings, those positive states, I did recently do a training inside BTMS Insiders called Training Your Subconscious Success Mechanism. And it's part of the BTMS Insiders library. So you pay one low monthly fee, you get access to everything like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training, and occasionally something like this where it's more personal development or mindset focused. So I'll include a link in the description to that as well. Let me know in the comments with this episode how valuable you found this and why, like on a 1 to 10 scale, give it a rating and let me know why it earned that high or low score. And maybe what you're going to do as a result of this. How are you going to cultivate positive feelings, good feelings in your life so that you can experience more joy and to experience more success? Because those good feelings will help you create the success that you desire. Also, tap that like button before you go. Give me that like love so the magical algorithms of the internet will share more content like this with you. And you can certainly share it with folks directly. And subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up for my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I will catch you soon with your next big breakthrough. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.